Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in the studio with my good buddy, Curly Johnson. Or we just like to call him CJ. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah. No comment?
Nope.
I thought you were going to say, you had told me last week that you wanted to change it to Charlie Johnson.
What?
Yeah. I thought you.
What are you drinking?
No, and me and Himmy and
that
you.
That never happened. Fake news.
Drunk. Okay, we'll move on.
You must have been a little tipsy.
Maybe. We also have connected via the web, Barry the Boater. He has his own little moniker now. It's official.
I'm present.
Yes.
Shouldn't he be, for this show, Barry the Diver?
Well, he's. Sometimes you got to use a boat to get to the dive site.
What? I've never heard of such a thing.
You never have heard of that.
Good idea.
It's the truth.
Great
it's
idea.
It's the truth. This isn't fake news. I'm telling you the truth. So, you know, he is going to be Barry the Boater. It was Barry the South Florida Superfan.
Barry the Bubble Blower.
Well, we already have Bubble Boy.
Yeah,
for that.
He's not really happy with that nickname either.
What, Bubble Boy? We
gotta talk about
what, Barry the Boater is fine.
Jimmy doesn't like Bubble Boy?
Hates it.
Really?
Hates it.
Really?
Hates it.
I can't believe that. But Bubble Boy.
You know that.
No, that's the perfect name for somebody who likes to dive.
Why do you think 007's not here today?
Who?
Yeah. Bond?
As James.
Ah, he would rather be, you know, have a name after James Bond instead of Bubble Boy.
That would be cooler.
That would be cool.
I mean,
I don't want to speak for him. He's not here to, you know.
Well, then that's the best time to talk about him because we
Isn't
can say whatever
the
hell we want
for the government anyhow.
I can can't say anything.
You can't. I know that, but I mean, the government shut down. He should have a day off.
Good point.
Who?
Excellent point.
Oh, that's right. Bubble Boy, you mean? Or Bond.
He did text me a little earlier, but it wasn't about that he could come on the show. He was asking me a question.
He's like, I'm not coming back till Greg changes my name. Is that what it is?
It didn't come up, but I just know he hates it. If I'm going to be real with you here.
Well, here's the thing. I like it. So you know it's not going to change.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think 007 would be good for him.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't like it.
No, of course not.
Not gonna fly with this crew. So
fly higher than Greg the Dive Master.
Bubble Boy, Bubble Boy, what happens on the show is when a name for one of our crew members just fits, it kind of sticks, and it's hard to get that stench off once it has been, you know, established over a period of time. You know, for the longest time, I referred to Barry as Barry, our South Florida super fan, and literally last week.
He's not that much of a fan anymore.
Exactly. He's wised
he's
up.
Just South Florida
he's matured.
Fan.
So, you know, he said, look, you know, I do a lot of stuff on your World of Boating show. Could we do something else? I was like, well, I think it was you, actually, CJ. Barry, weren't you the one who said Barry the Boater?
It was Patrick.
It was Patrick, right.
Captain Patrick.
So, you know, they kind of look the same, CJ and Patrick. So it's an easy mistake to make. So he said that, and I was like, oh, my gosh. The light bulb went off. I mean, Barry has a boat. We've dove with him on his boat, the surprise. And so why not just call him Barry the Boater? And just, you know, as far as explaining his diving skills, we can kind of do that as well. But when we dive with him, a lot of times it's on his boat, so he's Barry the Boater. CJ, get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
My diving skills excel.
Yes, they do.
I can dive upside down. I could dive laying down horizontally in either position.
Okay, that's more information we need. Just stop.
No, I mean, when we're hunting lobsters, I usually hanging upside down.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking
I believe
about.
Connected via the web, though, we have Captain Walt with us, too. Is that right? Captain Walt.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing is the question.
Feeling great. That's all excellent. Things are good.
Yeah, you know, I guess it was last week Walt checked in with us a little bit after some minor surgery, and he sounded good. But now you're back full effect. You're ready to go. You got any boating adventures or diving adventures planned? Have you got that far ahead already or what?
Well, I saw Neil the other day, and we were talking a little bit about that Bimini thing coming up soon, which I'd be real interested in.
Yeah, what, taking the dry martini boat over there to Bimini?
I don't know if the doctors will let me do that or not because of the back surgery. They may want me to wait a little while for that.
Okay. Yeah, because you get the crap beat out of
you.
True. You could just play that card. That would work.
Tell him you got hijacked by pirates.
Yeah. Walt, by the way, is the only person you really don't have to change his name. I mean, Walt DeMartini. Hello. I mean, why would you?
Captain Walt to you.
Captain Walt, yeah.
They could change it to Walt Rum Martini.
Okay, well, that could be, because he is more of a rum drinker than a martini drinker.
And that rum is so good.
Which rum? His rum?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has
Captain
his own
Walt's
rum.
Rum mixture?
That's right.
In the 1 gallon mix. Container for easy drinking?
So true. So true.
Oh, actually, he's talking about
the rum punch.
The punch.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Oh, okay. Right, but he actually has his own Malgay mix as well.
Yeah, I believe that's in the punch.
But that's evaporated. That's all gone, right, Walt?
Yeah, we're trying to get another order up from Barbados on that, but we haven't been able to secure anything right yet.
Right. A new batch has to be produced.
He has a go-fast boat. We can get out there this week.
We do a rum run.
Yeah, before the government comes back in line.
True. That's true. Yeah, there's no government, so you can do whatever you want to this weekend, I believe. Isn't that how it goes, Walt?
I hope so. I hope we get paid, at least.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You get a check from those guys, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, understood. All right. Well, we do have some interesting little news nuggets to share with everybody today. And I believe CJ has the first one, and he wanted to actually, present it officially in some kind of, voiceover capacity, because in his real life,
I'm really just going to read it.
Oh, okay. So what is it about?
Don't hype it up so much.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're a voiceover actor.
Yeah, but I'm not going to act at all.
I thought this was.
I'm putting zero effort into this.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
I mean,
it doesn't really need a.
You don't think so? This is a pretty dramatic thing that they've discovered.
It's just a news story of sorts.
Yes.
Sometimes, from time to time, I mean, we like to generate original content as much as possible on Scuba Radio.
A lie, in other words.
Total hacks, but sometimes I come across something in another media, and I'll give them full credit, because this is just really funny.
Okay, so this is from another media.
This is from The Onion.
The Onion, which is a established...
It's a satirical news website.
Okay.
Parody.
Yeah.
It's joke news. But they're really, really funny.
They're like the real fake news.
Yeah. And so I came across this yesterday, and it says, headline says, "Study reveals lobsters feel pain and get off on it like the kinky little perverts they are."
Oh, interesting.
So I thought that was funny. So
I had that story a couple weeks ago that there's been some studies that show that lobsters actually do feel pain.
Well, then they must have dug a little deeper.
That's what they
piggybacked off of that
and figured, okay, this is why.
Because research builds on more research.
Yes. Gives you an excuse to embellish.
Knowledge begets knowledge, which is how we move forward.
Yeah.
Into space.
So they're saying that they
and underwater.
Lobsters get off on pain. Like in a kinky sense or
what? Yes, it says, quote, "Our experiments confirm that lobsters are most likely able to experience physical suffering and, beyond that, seem to be such dirty little freaks that they get kind of a sexual high from being cooked alive," said study co-author Dr. Adrian Williams, adding that from the moment a lobster spots the pot of scalding water, researchers were able to detect a sort of irresistible carnal yearning in their beady eye stalks, practically begging for ever higher temperatures to satisfy their depraved kinks.
Huh. Wow.
And that's about as far as I can go without getting you into trouble.
Okay.
There's a little bit more.
So that applies only to Maine lobster then.
Why is that?
Well, because Florida spiny lobster, that's not the way you cook them.
Well, you throw them in a boiling pot. Of course you do.
No. First of all,
I'm sure the grill would. I'm sure they would enjoy the grill as well.
Yeah. So yeah. Exactly.
It's only the tails that go in, and those tails have already been removed.
Barry.
Yes.
Here's what. You're killing the bit.
I think Barry the blowhard. No, Barry. what is it?
Barry the killjoy. Barry the joke killer.
Barry the joke killer. That might stick. We'll see. More coming up on the world's first radio show.
Damn you!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love. 'Cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show. It almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize for that, but that's just what I do sometimes. I have to, abuse the world with a little
channel musical. Your inner Fab Four.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it. It's either, it's something like a passing something.
A gallstone?
Yeah, it's kind of a same kind
kidney
of...
kidney stone?
You got to have to channel that kind of energy to hit some of those notes. Trust me. All right, so look, a lot of stuff going on. By the way, we are broadcasting on Facebook Live again today. Whether you like it or not, you will see me in front of a microphone. You will proudly see my Sharknado 3 poster today, by the way, that I appeared in that. And one of the questions we've gotten on Facebook Live...
You can kind of see it.
You can kind of see it. It's right there. I'm pointing to it. You can see it, right? You see it right now, CJ, see?
Yeah.
But during the commercial break, so, hey, we lost audio. What the hell's going on? Well, we're not sending any because this is a direct feed from our broadcast operation facility or my house. And, during the commercial breaks, they're like, oh, my gosh, I lost the audio. There's dead air. No, they're doing the network stuff, and we just have everything muted. And, and if you were watching the video, you see me scammering around like a madman to make the magic happen when we're actually on the radio. Right, CJ?
Yeah, okay.
CJ provides commentary via flashcards.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And so there can be some extra, activities happening on our Facebook Live video that you won't necessarily hear us talk about on the air. So there you go. Little behind the scenes. Blip, if you care.
No, that's too low. Sorry, guys.
I see people are checking in on Facebook, too. Hi from Alberta. Hey back. Pennsylvania, it's something new we're trying here. So we're playing with it. Feel free to chime in, chat with your fellow Scuba Radio listeners and that kind of stuff, and we might even chat back to you here and now as well. All right, so the government is not open today. If you happen to miss that little nugget.
But post office will be.
You'll it
get
will?
Mail. Yeah, you'll get mail.
So we don't have to worry about our dive gear not happening that we ordered. If you have some coming, that's good.
That's what I hear.
And but national parks and things like that could be affected in some way. So you just need to be aware if that affects anything, like down in some of the marine parks. Like, say, if you were going to go dive or snorkel down at Pennycamp Park in the Keys. I'm not sure what's going on there this week because they do have some, restroom facilities and things like that I have a feeling might be impacted. I haven't gotten the report on that. But
hey, Greg?
Yes, Walt?
I've got a question for you. Are the speed restrictions in effect for the manatee zones?
You know what?
This time?
Barry mentioned this, or I should say Barry the Boater mentioned this on the World of Boating show, and that would come under state water, so I would assume yes, because the state would be controlling those waterways. Am I right, Barry? You gonna back me up
correct.
On that? Yeah,
that
so
is correct.
State has control of waters out to 3 miles, so we're just assuming. I mean, if you decided you wanted to break rules, I was kind of throwing that out on our boat show today, whether or not today was the weekend to kind of break some rules because there might be less people enforcing it. But Barry said, no. They're still out there doing what they got to do.
Sorry, I missed that early on.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you get a pass. We're in a whole new show, whole different kind of frame of mind. We've went from above water to below. So,
yay.
That's what we do. But how it affects other things, like I said, like a Pennycamp Park down the Keys. We may try to check in with Captain Slate today and see if he has heard, which is just north of where he does his diving down there in the Florida Keys, and find out if indeed Pennycamp Park and some of the facilities, if you were to go in there and want to dive, which a lot of folks down there will do, if the facilities are affected.
That's
probably
by the government, a state park too, isn't it?
Well, I guess.
Yeah, I believe Pennycamp's a state park. I'm not sure.
Well, it probably is. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You're probably correct about that. I bet you are. But it's National Marine Sanctuary, though. Isn't that? But Pennycamp Park would be a state park, correct? So I don't know.
Oh, it's so confusing.
Well, I mean, these are the kind of questions that people are going to start asking if this government shutdown extends, you know, much longer. The bottom line is, if you get out there or if you have plans, you better double check them, you know, just like anything, and just make sure you're not surprised, because you don't want to show up with a plan like, oh, okay, I'll just go into the restroom there and change into my my swimsuit for my dive.
I would just like to offer a PSA right now, if I could, Greg.
Please continue.
If you are considering stealing a tank from the military,
yeah,
don't do it.
Like,
just because you think it might be easier now,
mm-hmm.
don't.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do not.
Don't do it, is what you're trying to say?
It's not going to come out good for you.
So let me get this straight. You're saying if you see a tank rolling down the street,
no, it wouldn't be rolling down the street.
What? Not one of those kind of tanks, a different type of tank, like a scuba tank?
How did CJ know what I was planning for tomorrow?
You know, he's...
I kind of sense these things.
Yeah. He kind of has like a mental sense about him. Him and like our psychic mermaid, Valentina.
Is that a steel steel?
You know what? That's a good point there, Walt. Should you steal a steel? And CJ is pondering this thought and saying...
I have done the fact
check, chainsaw?
Greg.
No, steal a steel tank.
Greg.
Oh.
Yes,
John Greg. Penny Camp is a state park.
Okay.
Thank you.
A crisis averted. More coming up.
Bury the researcher. That's right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me also. Barry the Boater and Captain Walt DeMartini.
What up?
Connected via the web. Jerry the Diver Guy is threatening to join us at some point, but he's having computer problems. We are doing the Facebook Live thing again today, and I see, is that Jesse? Mermaid Jesse has joined the chat there or the video at Facebook Live. And
now she's blushing.
So I think so. Probably. I'm looking. Yep. Looks like it. Oh, no. Don't show those. Yeah. See, you forget. All you see is me on a microphone.
Shut up.
And that's, but I can see everybody else. Just so you know, I can see you.
No, he can't.
And Papa like.
No, he can't.
No? That's a lie?
Super creepy, dude.
Yeah. I was looking at Jerry, actually.
Yeah.
So that was...
Doesn't make it any less creepy.
That was kind of disturbing, true. There is some interesting news, though, going on. This is actually something I wanted to... I'm not sure what to do with this or what to think of it. But have you heard of Sport Diver Magazine?
Yes.
Okay. Barry, what about you? Walt? You guys?
Yes.
Yeah, you remember
Sport. Of course.
Well, Sport Diver Magazine doesn't exist anymore, evidently. They shut it down at the end of the year. Bonnier, the magazine, you know, company that owns or owned.
Thanks for not subscribing.
Yeah. They shut it down. Now, they also own Scuba Diving Magazine. I guess that one's going to continue.
And the difference is?
Yeah, well, good point. They probably realized, like, hey, we don't need both. But they ended up, like, shutting down, like, 10 titles or something. I mean, Bonnier owns a bunch of magazine titles. And they're based in Winter Park, Florida, right here down the street from us. And I didn't hear about this, but evidently just last week they shut the doors right after Christmas.
You're not on the advisory board? They don't call you up and bounce ideas?
Well, neither were...
Greg, what do you think? Should we shut her down?
Neither were a bunch of their employees, because they were pretty irate that they had shut down the magazines with very little notice or right after Christmas. So it didn't go over very well, according to one news report. So I wish those folks good luck, whatever happens next, but... Hopefully that's not a trend. I'd rather see more than less. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
My father is a murderer and a supporter of terrorism. I hate everything he stands for.
Eve, you're a murderer too.
The man I killed was a terrorist, Jimmy. A zealot whose research was funded by my father for its potential as a weapons system.
Houghton was an immunologist doing research on sharks.
Yes, and he used his knowledge of their immune system to devise a vessel of sorts. One that kept him safe from an engineered virus that he carried within him.
This man had a living tissue implanted in his chest.
Cartilage. Shark cartilage. Down with disease, you're the king of the seas. Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. No. What's the fin on your back part of the deal? Shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio. Barry the Boater. Captain Walt. A bunch of people on Facebook. Let's see, what is this? Ole from Denmark. Is that his name? Can you read that, CJ? The screen's kind of far away from me.
Ole Dreyer Wajensen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's cool. And, yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about the web. People can check in from all around the world. Denmark, the very douchey in Denmark, I believe, isn't it?
Isn't that where they would know.
I mean, I'm
you
trying
went to
think.
Curacao. I didn't.
Well, Curacao, Denmark, yeah. The wooden shoes, they're douchey, which means beautiful. And I believe, if I'm wrong, Ole, I apologize. If so.
Greg, you're douchey in any language.
Well, thank you, I think. Anyway, all right. So some interesting things going on around the world of diving. Despite a government shutdown, you know, we can still dive and get away from all this political BS. It's no fun to even think about it. So you can just shut it all out by going diving. That's what you should do, right?
Absolutely.
What if you want to? What if you want to be a mermaid? Well, you could call us because we have our own pod of mermaids. I mean, Jesse evidently is watching the Facebook live feed today, which God bless her. From she's in Denver, not Denmark, but I'm sure she appreciates you know, Denver just as much as Denver. Are they douchey in Denmark? Armina and Denver? No, it's not. They're high. That's right. Right?
They're dank.
What does that mean? I don't
trust me.
Okay. So, you know, but Jesse is one of our mermaids. But wouldn't you like to be one too? Well, it just so happens last weekend.
Do we have openings?
Well, we're always looking. So if you ever want to be a Scuba Radio mermaid, all you got to do is reach out to us via email, the website, Facebook, whatever. And we could make that mermaid dream for you come true, possibly. However, you know, it all started with us. We kind of broke off from the Weeki Wachee Mermaid theme park that is based here in Florida. It's been around for 50 years, and it's a world famous mermaid show. If you've never heard of it, Weeki Wachee. Well, they evidently had their yearly mermaid auditions last week. And it's quite a big deal. I mean, they had like 250 applications for last Saturday to show up at the park and see if you want to be a mermaid for a year. Now, 250 people did not show up because the temperatures last weekend were like in the 30s here in Florida. Remember we had that cold wave?
How bad do you want it, girls?
Exactly. So, you know, they didn't have quite the 250 that had sent in, you know, applications saying they wanted to show up for the audition. But they did have, you know, 50, 60 girls show up that want to be mermaids. And they have to go through a whole swim program. And basically, it's survival of the fittest.
Now, how many actually make the roster, do you know?
I think they were looking for like eight girls to add to the roster. Yeah, so, you know, they did this. And it's an ongoing process. I don't think it's over yet. But the fact that they did their auditions and it was so cold, you would think they'd just get the job if they show up.
Well, the water will be the same temperature regardless.
Yeah, it's in a spring, Weeki Wachee Springs, and the water temp is like...
It's going to get you.
Yeah, well, 72 degrees.
It's going to get you.
If it's like 30-something, you know, out air temperature, the water is going to feel pretty good, but 72 is freaking cold still.
Yeah, I wore 3 mil in that.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that would go, you know, but obviously the girls were quite chilled. I would expect.
It's going to get you.
But it's a, you know, it's a process. I mean, if you ever want to do that, all you have to do is, you know, reach out to the folks at Weekly Watching. You could be a daily performer at the theme park there that they have. So, I mean, that'd be an interesting thing. And Barry, has that ever appealed to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, CJ and I are supposed to try out for that next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Lies. All lies.
Fake news? Is that what you're trying to say?
From The Onion.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. But you've been to Weeki Wachee Theme Park, I would assume, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun place. But as you said, the water's cold.
It is very cold.
Very cold.
Fun to dive in, though.
Yeah. I mean, we've had that opportunity to dive there a few times.
With the scooters.
Yep, that's right. And I, as far as I know, they're still doing a dive thing. I mean, now the state runs the park and everything, and it's a whole different kind of setup, and I haven't really been back there since. But the fact that they're still getting a huge demand of wannabe mermaids.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a neat thing. And, you know, obviously, and that's where it kind of, you know, our little pod of mermaids that have evolved over time kind of started with Weeki Wachee, and then we kind of broke off and created our own pod. So we just kind of pull mermaids from all over the world at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't want to be a mermaid, but you'd be up for maybe like mermaid wrangler or something like that, maybe?
I could probably help you out with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's...
You could be a merman.
You could. I don't know if they're hiring those. You know, it didn't say that in the story about the app. You know,
I get along
auditions.
Good with mermaids.
Well,
they have no problems.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure if Weeki Wachee was looking for mermen because they do. You know, they have these underwater shows, and you know, divers I think can appreciate this a little bit more than even the general public because you know that the performers have to be very good breath hold divers. And they have to be able to maintain their buoyancy. If you've ever seen the Weeki Wachee show.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
They kind of breathe off of a hookah system and then hold their breath underwater and have to suspend themselves just by holding their breath.
Blow bubble mid-water. Kisses. Don't forget that.
They do all kinds of crazy stuff. And it is a very selective kind of skill. But you have to be very, very good at buoyancy. And it is a skill in itself for sure. But whether or not, you know, when they do these shows, like they'll put on like a little stage show of like the Little Mermaid or something
right.
And they'll perform it with music that they'll pump into the auditorium. And then the girls will perform in this aquarium like setting in the spring that people watch and they can hear the music and they lip sync to it and the whole thing and do a little underwater dance. It's quite amusing.
Well, you did see the Justice League movie, didn't you?
I saw the Justice League movie?
The Justice League movie, yeah.
What
does that have to do? They had Aquaman in there?
Well, yeah, sure, yeah.
So you could see CJ like that, right?
Duh. I mean, it's hard not to think of me when you saw that guy.
Uh-huh. I thought you were
gonna... I want to know where he's going to get his hair.
Ah, good point.
I don't need hair.
A wig.
Just slows you down.
Wig. Jerry the Diver Guy has obviously chimed into the... system here. Jerry, welcome. How are you, buddy?
What's going on?
So, where you been, man? What's going on with you?
These stupid computers.
Yeah, well, I can hear you got the Facebook feed up there. Turn it down, you rat bastard.
That ain't mine. I don't know who's that.
Like was Casey it? From the Tobacco Hut.
You think that's what
talking
it was?
Talking about shrinking titanium shirts.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was fun last week, actually. But yeah, we had a few little
that
burps.
Was so
in the
weird.
Yeah, well, Jerry, first of all, how are you doing? You had some computer things that delayed you, but I don't know, you've never wanted to be a mermaid, but you feel it.
He's a guy.
Well, I'm the merman king.
Well, would you want to be a merman? Seriously, would you want to be that?
As long as I'm the king, that's fine.
Well, like Barry the Boater said, you could be like Poseidon or, no, Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yeah, from the Justice League.
But it's good to be the king.
Okay. Or you can
the
be
king,
Poseidon.
I rule them all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
And you can say, dilly,
fetch
dilly.
My beer.
Dilly, dilly.
Why would you say that? Because that's what a king says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you watch TV?
No.
No.
Not that kind of TV.
Don't worry. Everyone else TV. Knows what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, you'd have to brave the cold. And you'd have to put on a skin-tight suit. That's the thing. At least Aquaman wears clothes. I mean, the mermaids, Yeah, they don't
no,
really
Aquaman wear only wore bottom half.
Did he?
Yeah, he doesn't
you
wear
You remember
a, shirt.
A little bit more specifics
you're
than I do.
You're infatuated with this Aquaman.
Did you see how he's built?
I don't really recall, actually.
And that wasn't computer generated. That man worked out.
Okay.
Barry's got a crush.
He has a man crush.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to judge. I think that's...
And on that note...
Yeah, we better take a break. We're going to get in big trouble.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man.
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 His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
What are you talking about? My brain's fine. Come on. Seriously.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio. We have Walt DeMartini, Barry the Boater, Jerry the Diver Guy. All would be Aquaman, evidently. Everybody wants to be one. And Barry in particular. Because you do seem to have a little bit of a thing.
No, you don't understand.
I don't.
All the actors in that movie had some kind of costume where they could add muscle to it, you know, make them look really built out.
Yeah.
And this actor that played Aquaman was topless, and he didn't have any costume to hide under.
Okay. So Aquaman from the Justice League.
Are you saying Superman's muscles are fake?
Ooh.
No, I'm not suggesting that at all.
He's saying
it was in The Onion.
Aquaman's muscles are... bigger and more, and make a bigger impression.
A
with Barry.
Lot of protein powder.
Maybe. Maybe that's a secret. I don't know.
Well, and if fish. You're going to swim as fast as he did underwater, you had to be pretty strong, right?
And well, evidently. He's streamlined because he's naked from the waist up.
Yeah. I mean, he dives without a tank.
Barry, no spoilers for those who haven't seen the movie yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but what? You don't know what Aquaman does?
Sarcasm.
Oh. Dang, I missed it again.
He swims around with the fishies.
Yeah.
And drinks Bailey's from a shoe.
Hey, wait. Yeah, that's old Greg. That's a totally different superhero.
Is he really a hero? More of an anti-hero.
Who, old Greg?
Or a villain.
Or, you know, old Greg could potentially go topless.
Old Greg is a mess.
Old Greg is my hero.
Okay, well, see. Barry wants to be Aquaman. Crush. Everybody else wants to be old Greg. I'm old Greg! Anyway, look it up.
To go to the clubs where they wee on each other.
Oh, Barry, you haven't seen that? Look it up.
Google it. Just Google old Greg.
Oh, God. You got to watch it, Barry.
And you'll see all the nonsense you want.
I thought Barry had seen that.
All right. So we found out that Barry does have a fascination with Aquaman, and God bless him for it. I have no problem with that. You know, I'm not one to judge. But the reason we were talking about it is because I don't know if Wikiwachi was auditioning for Mermen. I get this question a lot.
I don't think so.
You know, our Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, like, hey, where's the Mermen? I get this all the time.
We're kind of the Mermen.
Well, exactly. I was like, what am I, chop liver? And they look like, you know, no, you're old Greg. You know, yeah,
look no further than the end of my hose.
Huh.
This old Greg, like
Green. Drinking Bailey's from a shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying, Barry? Bailey's. Barry the boater.
The mighty Bosch characters?
Yes, it is. It is that. You got the right video. Yes,
oh,
that
he's
is.
He's green.
Well, okay.
Greenish.
He's old Greg.
You know, the idea to go look at that, Barry, wasn't while we were doing the radio show.
Just, No. I had to do my research. That's part of my job.
Okay.
Research.
All right. Well, usually we'd wait until we were check. Off the
you
air.
You need to hear it, though, so watch it. When we get done.
Yeah.
I will watch it when I'm done.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. You know, as far as having mermen, I do get that question, and they seem to forget that, you know, despite what CJ looks like, or me, for that matter, I was like, hello, you're looking at one. You're looking at a merman. I'm, you know, sure, I'm not in, you know, I'm not in my superhero outfit at the moment, but I still, you know, I'm kind of a merman as a diver. That's kind of built into your DNA. Isn't that true?
Duh.
Hello? I mean, is there a guy diver listening right now that doesn't really kind of consider himself a merman?
More of an Aquaman.
Neo could be a merman.
Well, true. And everybody's seen him without a shirt on. I mean, because that's just how, you know, Neo rolls. Right?
Because he doesn't have any roles.
He likes his Speedos.
True. Yeah, if you just go to neilwatson.com, you'll see him without a shirt on. He's like the real-life Aquaman. Is that what you're thinking? You think Neil Watson, the dive god, would be... he was probably the model for Aquaman.
Aquaman would be a step down from Neil.
True.
Now, you remember that Neil had that record for diving underwater for how many hours?
Well, 66 miles underwater.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And also the
437 feet and 1 inch.
Yes, on air.
No CGI.
No CGI. Yes, he is
no
the
fake
man.
Muscles.
He's the
no
real
fear.
Aquaman. Yeah. I tried to call him to get him on the air, but he's too busy probably saving the world right now. You know, he probably, you know, is out saving a seal or some kind of marine critter right now. He probably has that special hearing. You know, like Aquaman, he can hear all the marine critters and stuff. Can't Aquaman do that as part of his superpower?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you look past his pecs and realize, like, he has other powers other than being shirtless, Barry?
Don't get distracted by the nipple.
I look at him and say, I could look like that.
Okay. Okay. One can always dream.
That's 9 months. You could.
Yeah, 9 months, Jenny Craig.
At least.
That's all you need or something?
Takes a little while.
Nutrisystem or?
No, don't ever. They're not sponsors. But
nine months, I'm telling you, I predict 9 months, Barry the Boater would look identical to Marie Osmond.
He could do the South Beach dive.
Okay, or that one. He could do that too. Either one.
He's already next to South Beach anyway.
All right, look, hour two's on deck. Jerry Beatty, where in the hell is he on this planet? He's traveling the world. We got him coming on, as well as much, much more in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.